Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Oh, hey, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. My nigga King Eric with the current events. My nigga Bombit, a.k.a. Comet, with the Spizzards. What's going on, peoples?
What's up, y'all?
Yeah, yeah.
Dilly, man.
What's going on?
Episode 92 on the way on this lovely Saturday night. How y'all doing this week, man?
It's all good, man, you know. Shout out to everybody, you know, that's going through some shit, you know, holding your head, you know, because a lot of niggas going through a lot of shit and you'll never know, you know what I mean? Shout out to them people holding their head.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The tough times were.
Peace to my cousin, Philly Phil. You know, we had to get together for him today. Wasn't able to stay long, but his energy was there. You know, just love to the family. Man forever. Word.
Rest in peace. My nigga Philly Phil. Know what I was fucking checking out, man, that I really don't like, man, that's going past a lot of motherfuckers' heads, man? I don't know if y'all saw, but remember that the guy that was sleeping in the Wendy's parking lot? And they tried to wake him up, and he woke up, he was drunk or whatever, and he started running and tussling with them. He took their fucking stun gun and shot at them. And they shot him in the back when he was running. Them cops just got off, yo, with nothing. Nothing's going to happen to them for nothing. Like, that shit's really bothering me, man. It's like, that shit is fucked up, man. Because you got the man's car. You got his address. He lives, like, a couple of blocks down. Where's he running to? Okay, he shouldn't have shot that fucking taser at y'all, but it's a taser. they shoot it at themselves when they test, you know what I'm saying, to pass the police fucking shit. So it's not fucking going to kill you. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. What's also crazy is the other cop, she has something to do with the Breonna Taylor and them raiding her crib. You know, she's set to testify against the officers.
Oh.
But she should be in trouble with them, you know?
Oh, she testifying against them?
Yeah, she's testifying against them, I guess, because she doesn't get in trouble as much.
Yeah, that was a fucked up situation, too, man. It's like, and motherfuckers ain't even wilding right now. Niggas ain't, you know, even because the energy we had for that shit when it first happened, like, that shit, that energy was crazy. Now the cops get off. The energy's gone. It's over with. And homie was a, you know, he's a good dude, man. That shit just fucked up.
Yeah. The only one that, the only person that, you know, I'm happy for what happened for them is, you know, the guy that was jogging and they jumped out on him because he was looking at a house that wasn't even built yet.
Oh, yeah, those guys,
Aubrey
got
something.
They got the book thrown at them.
Yeah. And the George Floyd officers. There was so much just happened, you know, all in a small time. Even that other lady, the lady that said she was reaching for her taser and she ended up shooting a kid.
She got off, right?
No, she didn't get off. I don't know if she's going to jail, but I know she didn't get off. I know that the family was awarded money, but, you know, money don't bring the kid back, though.
That one with the homie that was sleeping in the Wendy's parking lot really is fucking with me, man, because how that shit go from there to there, you know what I'm saying? And the guy wasn't hardly running. Like, you could have caught that motherfucker. You could have caught him any time. He got his ID, got his car, and two little three blocks away, he was stumbling and running away. Y'all could have caught that motherfucker at any time, y'all. Shoot him in the back.
Yeah, he could have just went to his house. They could have just went to his house and waited for him.
Yeah, you know, and probably, you know, kicked him in the ass with shooting at him with that thing or something like that, but shoot him in the back while he's running away, yo, that's fucked up. These cops need fucking better training, man, for real.
Yeah, what state was that?
Oh, man. I forgot. That shit was really fucked up.
What state was that, E? Yo, you there, Twitter Dome?
Oh, shit. Oh, he went to sleep. He's went to sleep on him.
Hold on, I had to come back. Hold on, right here, y'all. I had to tune down, y'all. My connection. My connection went down.
How's
you
that?
Filing
your toes.
If your connection went down,
we also went down. Yeah, over here. I'm over here with Spectrum. Because it's been thundering over here, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
what
so
state was that in, E, man?
Hold on. Which one y'all talking about?
Homie that got killed. Sleeping in the Wendy's.
That has been
parking. A
parking lot. Hold on, I'm gonna take
they tore that Wendy's up.
Hold on, I'm gonna take a. Come on, I'll take a look at that. But we got a caller on the line, y'all. We got a 816 caller.
Who that? Screwball Radio live in the Matrix, man. Hoffa.
What's going on, everybody out there? Mr. Sandman standing back in real quick.
What's
good? You got to hear me?
What's goody? What's on your mind tonight, man?
So I just called to, you know, definitely show my support to all you guys, you know. I had called in a long time ago from before, so, you know, I just wanted to come by once again and, you know, say what's up, show my support, and shouts go out to y'all for doing y'all thing. Like, what has it been, like 2 years now?
Well, no doubt we're getting it in, man. But what's your thoughts on what we're talking about right now, man, as far as police shooting motherfuckers in the back and shit running away when they could have used non-lethal force to get them?
Oh, you already know. Like, of course it's some bullshit. And we need to come up with more solutions, us as a people. You know, I know we definitely need to do that. We need to figure out, you know, a way to not always get ourselves in this type of scenario, which may be nearly impossible, but it has to be a way, you know. And you know, these so-called officers of the law, you know, they should get trained better when it comes to subduing and when it comes to identifying an actual suspect. You know, not everyone is a suspect of color. You know what I'm saying?
And they trying to make it illegal, like, to be filming them. They trying to make it illegal for you can't film them.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's even more.
I heard about that, but at the same token, that's something they can't stop, because now they're trying to play God. We gonna do take everybody phone away in the street.
They said
you know what
within 8 feet. Can't be within 8 feet of some shit like that, recording them. Like what they trying to hide, like,
okay.
That's some bullshit. It's still some bullshit. The cops going to use that shit to tear them from the phone. You know?
It took place in Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Atlanta's like a hotbed for fuckery right now.
And let's really be real now. Let's really be real. There are some motherfuckers out there that provoke the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's really be real with ourselves. Yeah, the cops be doing some fuck shit. But other people be doing some fuck shit also. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not sitting there trying to say, but, oh, we should always comply and just bow down and suck the officer's cock and all that extra stuff. I'm just saying, like, you know, just don't be ignorant to the fact that you know how these dudes give it up. Unless you're ready to go on a straight-up gunfight with these motherfuckers, then just chill out and talk like how you're supposed to talk.
Some people don't, you know what I'm saying, be nervous and scared and all kinds of shit. Like, homie just started fighting them and tried to get away. You know what I'm saying? That's all. He took their taser and shot at them with it. While he was...
Yeah, but don't forget, he was drunk. So he wasn't...
And he's drunk.
He wasn't even himself. Mm. So they should take that as accountability. Like, we're not really dealing with so-and-so. We're dealing with an intoxicated person that we should be treating him a little more, like, you know, because you know you're not dealing. If he was in his right sense, he wouldn't have did none of that.
But you know he had
drunk.
A gun. You know he didn't have a gun. Like, any one of us, I'm sure, wouldn't even have did that shit. We're not even police officers. We're not even trained in none of that shit. But I don't think none of us would even did that shit.
But he's not.
And going back to what I was saying from before about them learning how to subdue the actual suspect much better instead of just automatically reaching for your gun.
But the issue is that he attacked them and took their taser, right? So he shouldn't have got shot like that, but he was drunk. So when you're dealing with someone drunk, he's not in a right state of mind. Because I can remember a time where I was smacked, right? And, you know, I just left the club. Somebody in the club, you know, threw their drink on this girl I was with. I seen the kid outside at the 7-Eleven. I stalled on him. Bang, bang, bing, bang. Right? Police come. Now, I'm bent, right?
And the two cops talking to me. The one cop keep trying to reach for my arm. I tell him, don't fucking touch me. I said, listen, I'll talk to you, but make sure you tell him, don't fucking touch me. I'm not sitting on the floor.
You're right. Mind you, I'm bent.
I'm bent. And he grabs my arm. I hit him. Bang. I get hit with a flashlight. Bing. I'm out cold. You know what I'm saying? But if I was sober, it wouldn't even got there. I would have been like, yo, what's going on, man? He threw a drink at my lady, whatever, whatever, and it would have been that would have been it. I would have stopped there. But because I was bent, I'm not really respecting these guys. Fuck these guys.
Well, I would say this when it comes to that scenario, right? Now, you damn right gonna defend your lady and go put the beats on dude that do the drink on your lady. You know what I'm saying? I won't completely blame you for being drunk or whatever for doing what you did. It's just that one instance, because you kept telling the officer, "Hey, stop touching me. You know, you don't have to touch me. I'm not a suspect, nothing like that. You know, you don't have the right to touch me." Now you hooking off on him?
But what I'm saying is that this guy, what's his name? E that got killed. What's his name?
His name is, I'm going to get it right here, Rashad Brooks.
All right, so Rashad Brooks is bent. He's sleeping in his car to sleep off the drunk. You come and disturb his sleep, and he's still drunk. You don't even know what level of drunk he was. They didn't breathalyze him. They didn't do nothing. So he's not all there. You're waking up a drunk man. You know how they say don't wake people up when they sleepwalking? Like, this guy was drunk. And you're going to go disturb him. And his immediate thing was, oh, shit, they trying to kill me. And now he want to fight them off and try to protect himself and run off. So he's not in his proper state of mind. Just like I wasn't in my proper state
of mind. So not only he was drunk, he was half asleep.
Yeah.
And y'all let a half-sleep drunk motherfucker take y'all taser.
And going back to what I said about the training. These motherfuckers ain't
probably trained. A lot of them officers also have an axe to grind anyway.
Yeah, they be mad, man. They don't want to be out there. Then there's a black dude, you know what I'm saying? And they don't respect the color more, you know? So I'm quite sure if it was a white dude, they wouldn't have shot him in the back. When he ran, they probably would have been laughing at him like, look at him. We got his ID. Where do you think he's going? We're going to get his ass.
But
you know what I'm saying? Jump in the car and follow him. He's not no sprinter. He wasn't sprinting like top speed to get away.
But both officers were white.
Yeah, both
officers were white.
Yep. It's crazy. Of
course. I don't even think with a black cop it would have escalated that way, because I've seen another video today. Well, this white cop was all up on this brother, and the black cop came through in the middle of them and escalated the situation and just took him in. Because the white cop, he was very aggressive.
I mean, any color cop should know, man. We just had him. We just searched him. We were just wrestling with him. He don't got nothing on him. Yeah, he got our taser. He shot a. You can only shoot that shit one time. Okay, he missed. Now,
speaking of
that,
did you guys ever see Equal Standard? I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's my nigga Taheem.
Equal Standard.
Man. That's my nigga Taheem movie. Rest in peace, Taheem.
Yo, Kang, remember when we was when we had this dude, Smalls on there from Lean On Me? We had him on Off the Cuff Radio, and he was telling us about that movie. Yeah, yo. It had came out, I think, like last year. That we had him, we had this dude Smalls from Lean On Me on Off the Cuff Radio, and he was telling us about them filming that movie. He was like, yeah, we're going to have Ice T, we're going to have Trash and all that. It was crazy. Check that episode out. Did you see that come together from, like, you know, years later? Yeah,
that was filmed in Queensbridge.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was filmed in Queensbridge.
My nigga Taheen directed that shit.
Shout out to him, man. It was a real powerful message in that movie.
Yeah, man.
The message is that we under attack.
We under attack, man.
There's no equal standard. It's you either a spick or you black. Either way, you're guilty. You're guilty. Without even knowing that you did something wrong, you're guilty. You could have not did anything wrong. Like the guy sleeping in his car, he was not doing anything wrong. If anything, he was being responsible and not driving drunk.
He probably was just illegally parked in that parking lot, but it's a parking lot, right? Okay, that's number one. He was parked in the parking lot.
Did he even explain why they mess with him? Like, what?
Wendy's called on him. Somebody called on him. Somebody called him. Oh, there's a guy in the parking lot asleep.
Not serious?
A guy in the parking lot bothering nobody. Not nobody bothering nobody. A guy in the parking lot asleep in his car.
Unbelievable. Damn, son. That's
what they have
an action talking about, man.
Nah, they just be scared of the color. They scared of the color. Like, you ain't got to be scared, my dude. Like, you could have did that shit. You could have took care of that shit a whole different way, man.
If anything, right. We the people are scared of them because we don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're the one
so
with the rights to kill. They got the license
to
kill.
Yeah, we get into...
Yeah, these motherfuckers that get a paid vacation if they kill one of us.
Yeah, we
That's
get
it.
Into defensive because we know that they could get violent. They could get violent.
Yeah, and, you know...
Which is crazy because you can't do that to them. If you do that to one of them, they're looking to sentence to death row.
Early. It's crazy, man. That shit just not sitting right with me. Not just for resistance arrest alone. He took their shit and he was shooting at them with it, you know. But that thing can only fire one time. You got to fucking
it's
put it back in and shoot it. Yeah.
You know,
what do you gentlemen think you should do? Like what's the solution? Because this is crazy. You know,
I don't know, man. I don't know. The talk and the protesting don't seem to work, man. All the talk and the protesting.
You ever see the movie Demolition Man? You ever see the movie
of
Demolition
course.
Man? Eventually,
yeah.
they gonna take the guns away. And if you remember in that movie, they didn't have guns, the police officers.
They had batons.
Yeah, that'll knock you out because obviously it's them. Don't get me wrong, out here in New York, there's always gunfire in the projects, shit always going down in the projects all the time. You know what I mean? But it's never... I want to say it's always there's a reason behind the gun violence. It ain't just because, you know.
Oh,
I feel the police, you know,
because there's no good jobs out there. So a lot of people out there have no choice but to go out there and bust their gun because, you know,
what I mean is people get into it like that because of some type of disrespect. So some type of disrespect goes down, which causes somebody to blame on somebody else. But the police never stop to ask, hey, what's the problem? They just gonna bust at you, you know, and
right.
then ask you what's the problem. But your fucking meat is hanging out your brain already.
That's why they should have police throwing all kinds of stops and shit like that. Just have them motherfuckers, you just send somebody else to handle that, like a mental patient, a doctor, some other type of specialist. Like, why y'all sending guns to a crazy motherfucker?
Like, check it out. Like, right now in New York,
Yeah.
Right now in New York, They have robotic dogs that walk the project. That's how crazy it is.
They got a robot.
What's up?
In Left Frank City, they got a robot.
Yeah, but they have this in the Bronx. They have them in the Bronx too.
They have robotic dogs in the projects now.
Yep, they got the camera
on you.
No, I
never heard
no
shit like that. Like, I don't live in the Bronx anymore, but I know a lot of motherfuckers from the Bronx till this day, and not one person told me that.
Go look it up.
They probably testing it in one of them projects. It's 1,000 projects up in Manhattan.
Yeah, let me know which projects. This is some interesting shit.
Well, you can
they
go
got
look
drone
it up,
teams.
Right.
Listen, they got drone teams that fly the drones through the projects, and they do facial recognition. They got the dogs, the robotic dogs that could scan you. And then be like, oh, he's got a warrant.
Oh, shit.
What? I got to look this one up. I definitely got to
look it up.
Wow.
Yeah, the NYPD.
Look it up.
I'm reading it on Scientific America. It said the NYPD robot dog was really a bad idea. Here's what went wrong. There's some more articles about it, too.
They what? It's real to me, Ken. Send that to me.
It's real
shit.
I'm going
to send it to you.
It's crazy.
It's real shit.
What is going on
here? Shit.
That's some cool shit. That's some next level shit right there. Like, we ain't fucking terrorists. Yeah, that's terrorist moves. You know what I'm saying? That you trying to find Bin Laden type shit. Word up. They're sending drones out. They got a warrant.
The funny thing is that they're willing to spend money on that instead of spending money on making better jobs for the community.
Yeah, man.
I mean, they're spending money on
opportunities.
They're spending money on that instead of better protocol on how they deal with the civilians, instead of how they deal with the residents.
Because let's really be real. Let's really be real, right? Like, they know what it is. If people have better jobs, it will be less crime. Most people that commit crimes, they're broke.
I don't want to cry.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
They
started in the school system, you know. In the school system back in the days, they used to have wood shop, metal shop, teach you how to be electrician.
Yeah, teaching people trades.
They stopped that shit because
I would like to believe
in the hood,
that,
niggas was learning shit.
I would like to believe that, but look at Fetty Wap, right? Millionaire gets caught up in a whole, but he gets caught up in a whole Fed ring for trafficking illegal drugs. This guy's a millionaire. Why the fuck are you even moving that? You could go on tour
like Earl Gotti.
I mean, you could go on tour and make whatever that pack is. So it's not necessarily people that's broke that's doing this shit. You know, you got people that make money that still do this shit. You got cops that do this shit. You know,
like I said, most people, not all. Everybody can have their own agenda. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say all. I said most. Most people, especially that I've known, and including myself. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Because you get a job that'll pay like what, $300 every 2 weeks? What the fuck are you going to do with that?
There's a difference between, you know, you hustling and you going out there robbing niggas and shooting niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, everybody got their own agenda. I definitely don't condone, you know, killing anybody and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
You could be hustling and not hurt. I mean, you hustling, whatever you hustling, you know, but you ain't out there robbing and killing niggas. That's two different things, man. You know, that's two different things.
Right.
You got the robbers.
Yeah, but then you could be out there just sleeping in your car. Like nobody.
Yeah,
that was safe.
Training.
Didn't say
it
nowhere.
All comes down to training.
Nobody is safe. Like, this guy wasn't selling no drugs. He wasn't shooting at nobody. He wasn't robbing nobody. He was in his car, in his own car, sleeping his drunkenness off.
And y'all got his ID.
And they got his ID.
He was wrong for that.
They could have just let him go. They could have let him go and picked him up at his house. Say, hey.
They could have gotten their car and just followed them because he's not sprinting fast. He's the drunk, fucking, out-of-shape dude running.
That's what
well,
I mean.
They could just put him in a holding cell. If they felt like, okay, you're too drunk, I'm in a holding cell overnight, let him sleep it off. You know, you didn't have to do what
it didn't
I
get
did.
There.
But this...
It didn't get there. They woke him up. He woke up nervous, scared. Try to get away, took their taser, blammed at them. Then he started running away. They didn't even get a chance to subdue him and take him to a holding cell. They didn't even give him that chance.
They lazy. They didn't want to chase. They was lazy. Lazy, scared.
No paperwork. They were scared. I don't know why they were scared because he took their taser. You guys got the real guns. He got a taser.
Because you know what time it is. Most of them dudes, they didn't even have to fight ever. You know what I'm saying? The dudes that ended up being cops, like what Sheik said. Sheik from the Locks, like what he said. Most of them were geeks in school. No pussy getting niggas. But as soon as they got that badge and gun, you know what I'm saying?
They feel empowered.
That's when they had a little bit of heart. Like, a lot of them motherfuckers never even got punched in their face before. That's why when they get a little sense of adversity, they're really
fighting you, man. He's running away. That shit is training. That shit is attitude. That shit is how you brought up, like, this fear of the color of somebody's skin.
Yeah.
Oh, the black dude running. Oh, he shot at us with the thing. Oh, we got to stop him. Oh, we must stop him at all costs. Shoot him in his back? Y'all, come on, man. Y'all could have shot him in his leg. Y'all could have even traced him. So much shit they could have did. Man, that shit's just aggravating, man. I don't know what the answer is, what we could do. Except,
yo, like, I've been aggravated for years. Years.
Come on, man. Shit been going on since we was babies, before we was born.
Exactly. It's sad to say, like, sometimes... It's really sad to say, but sometimes you get immune to this shit because it's like, damn, it sucks to say that. It happens so fucking much.
Yeah,
and that's
man.
The fucking fact.
It's sad. It's sad, and they keep getting away with it. I don't like the shit, and I don't know what to do. And none of our leaders know what to do either, like our so-called black leaders. Where's the church at? You know what I'm saying? Where's the people?
The church,
man,
is busy. Church is busy church. Getting our money and fucking
the church.
And you know what? That's for another show.
Or the church man getting robbed for about $250,000 of fucking Jews. You know,
I guess you could say me, I have like a nugget of a solution, a really small portion of a solution. And this is an impossible feat also. Everybody should really, no, hell no. That was, and I understand, you know what I'm saying, they tried to do something, but that's not it. That's definitely not it. Because there is some good cops out there that actually want to do their job to the fullest potential. I just think especially with the communities have to stick together. Impossible as it may sound, but a lot of communities got to just stick together when it comes to them. You know, like they can't just come in whoever neighborhood and just feel like they could just, you know, do they cowboy shit without suffering some type of repercussions. Anything. You know?
You're
and I'm not saying, like, oh, that's a wrong thing. It's just... Go ahead.
at the end of the day, yeah, they definitely scared. But at the end of the day, so back in the day, you know, sometimes in neighborhoods, there was officers that were from that neighborhood that would, you know, keep things kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? But now they're getting people from a whole different state coming to patrol my block. Like, why are you even here?
Yeah.
Like, it should be somebody from here that knows everybody, you know? Like, back in the day, they knew your mother.
Right,
they knew
your
grandmother.
It's by design.
You know, like,
it's by design. You know that. It's by design. They want them to feel scared and nervous.
Let me bring it straight up.
But
what happens up there, you know, all I'm saying is that if I'm a police officer and I'm from the Bronx, I should be patrolling the Bronx. I shouldn't be in Brooklyn.
The hood is the hood. You can't be from the suburbs patrolling the hood. That's what I'm saying.
But that's, you know, you can't tell me, yo, I'm from New Jersey and I'm going to patrol Brooklyn. Or I'm from Long Island, deep in the fucking woods of Long Island, and I got to go to the city and patrol Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Hell no, you on the 10 out there. You are fucking, you're scared to death out there.
And you know, out there, they're like, man, fuck you, police. Right in your face, they'll tell you, fuck you.
Yeah.
And you like, yo, what the fuck's going on? I'd rather have someone that's from Brooklyn or from somewhere in the boroughs that knows how to deal with people from the boroughs. Because they would know. They would understand. They would be growing up.
Let's not get it. There are some cops that actually patrol their own neighborhoods. It's just that it's only like a handful.
Nah, they don't let
the media.
They don't do that no more for the cops.
They're out there. They're out there. It's just that the media don't want that portrayed.
They used to, but I think they stopped that shit for the cop safety and for a whole lot of other reasons. You know what I'm saying? Off duty. Now, you know, people know you're a cop, might fuck with you. Like, they stopped letting guys patrol where they're from.
But what I mean, like, if you're from the hood, if you was born and raised in the hood, you should be patrolling the hood. You should be the one to do the hood, you know? You shouldn't be coming from a suburb, coming into the jungle. You should not even be in the jungle. Because you walking around scared with your hand on your gun at all times.
Yeah, and the common shit that we know is not a threat, you're looking at that shit as a threat. You know what I'm saying? Because our mannerisms and how we talk, they shook of our mannerisms. They shook of how we talk and how we look. You know what I'm saying? So they don't know.
It's funny.
They're
scared of that, but they want to mimic that at the same time. Because let's really be real. Yeah. Like, white people love our swag. Ever since the motherfucking... year one.
I mean, you know, they you know, the shit is, it's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? They love hip hop like we, you know, they love what we made. They love the swag, like you said. But it's all about respecting people, man, and not being afraid.
So, what did you guys think about what I said with the whole, you know, my little solution about the community sticking together when it comes to police brutality? Am I going in the right direction?
We stick together for a minute, but we got to keep that energy. Like, motherfuckers, something else happened, they don't care.
The energy dissipates so quick. Like, we had it in 2020. We had the world listening, but known as, you know, certain people getting power, we just lose that energy.
Nah, time. More time passes by, then people forget shit. Other shit happens. And now, look, the cops get off. Nobody's even wilding. Nobody even saying nothing about it. But when it first happened, everybody was wilding. Motherfuckers
niggas ain't
wilding.
You know what it was? It's because they ain't have work. That STEMI money was popping. And, you know, they had the time to protest. They had the time for everything. Now it's back to work. Now gas prices is up. Now food prices is up. They're not thinking about that shit right now. They think about how the fuck am I gonna make it past this month?
Just like the kid that killed
man,
that,
that's
like
too,
the
man.
Kid that killed that kid named Kyle Rittenhouse. That killed the dude with the machine gun and shit at the Black Lives Matter protest.
The kid that got off.
Yeah, look
he
at
got
this
off.
Shit.
He said he killed him?
That was a black nigga. That motherfucker would have been buried under the jail somewhere.
Yo, that dude, he was coming through
with
a machine gun. Yeah, be that as it may, he was, I guess, on our side. I guess you could say he was on our side, but this dude was still walking around underage with an M16.
Yeah, his mother dropped him off.
His mom dropped him off? What?
Yeah, he wasn't even from that state. His mom drove like however many miles and brought him there.
Wow.
For him to protect.
She just dropped
crazy.
Him off like he was going to school.
Yeah, with an M16.
He gets away catching a bug.
That shit is bug, but check this, y'all. We got a great dialogue here. So we want to go in and hit them with some music, man. We want to hit them with that Rock Marciano,
yeah,
Deja Vu,
man. You know, lighting up the mood.
Yeah,
lighten the mood up a little bit. So we'll be back. Anybody want to call in? The number is 516-531-9596. Let's get it.
People, I was blessed with the talents of rhythm.
Talents of rhythm.
Talents of rhythm.
A form of music.
The sense of direction when it comes to clarity of music, listening, appreciation.
Right. What you feel, you know. And then you can make other people feel
the same thing that created the tree created me. Same element that creates the wind and the rain created woman. God is everyone and everywhere.
Say to the song that I had a breakthrough. I made reservations for two. Might preach labeled on my dog like table food. These niggas the same, they all interchangeable. Different day, same shit, kid, I'm having deja vu. The snake got two faces like a Gemini. I'm way too player to not womanize. Everything I said in the rhyme is sex being weaponized. Underneath cover like espionage.
Throwing the ruler bad, literally.
Made God of my lightness. Part of my niceness. Nice. For me to line, you don't need a barber's license.
Nope.
Might pick off your light switch, but my heart is righteous. As an artist, I'm off a slighter. Y'all must be on that Barbara Streisand. I like the cold prices. Sacrifice to go to lifeless. Ho said the homie gaslighting. That's what she told the psychic. I was just gassing that old white bitch. This is clairvoyance. I bought the stick for the voyage. Press on the Gucci, nigga, embroidered in my 40s. I'm still looking boyish. What's inevitable can't be avoided. Disappointed, snitch pointed. Feds kicked the door on my joint, but the brick was in the toilet. No G's, give us pointers. We've been in corners, shorty could've been on the harness, knocking down three pointers. The release is water.
People always said that about it. I ignore it. So in the process, you ignore everything, you know, that isn't in your group. You know, to create, you have to be kind of selfish. I don't run into that.
Because I just seen it, and I got this whole idea of what I just seen in my head. Maybe a week before that, I went shopping. Shopping and pull the record out. First record. Doom.
Hey, hey yo, just dog ghost on looking like Billy Hoy. Alice made a marble in the kitchen, we was bagging board. Straw rebuild, we ill. Still keep a toy on paper. Told my P.O. chill, we bill. Both coast got a condo. Feed water, oil, and fish. He got a combo. My nigga got hit with 20, he did a time, no. Nigga, don't get out of line, I got my 9 on. Looking like Mike on the dream team. Sid Vicious flipping on me, Gene. And my cell phone, man, ring, ring. He two cells, so over, catch him when he popped the locks. Croc mask lame, over, he's soaking. Green got blood on the scene, he violated. Came back to do another 15, I mean.
Yo, uh-huh,
ah. Came back to do another 15, I mean.
I got the vest on with the crest on. Who put the best on? Londell Lorenovich, son, don't get your chest on. Me and P-Shine's in the whip, fully equipped. 16 shots in the clip, playing the strip. 6 pounds of gold, that's divided by two. Gold brightling on my wrist, y'all niggas riding like who? More bread than I can count, more kicks than I can wear. More haters than ever, but fuck it, why would I care? We used to go to Sin City, get the casket out. It's not a funeral, my niggas took the faster route. Swerving like we swimming, silk and crushed linen. Natural wine, drinking refined, I'm just living. It's the fact that I'm a world traveling gold medalist, your team holds weight. That's great, but we the heaviest. Live lawless, exemplify gorgeous. My whole team holding torches and air forces. BQE connection, we spitting dime raps. 35 strippers named Bella in my contact. Treat me like an OG, but I'm younger than you think. Might have seen me with some money getting niggas rocking mink. The gold came from Ghana, the musk came from Egypt. The coke from the Cubans got me floating like a sea ship. Palm heat, dipping like palm freaks on back strips. Ski man silhouette shirts with loaded Mac clips. One squeeze right to your frame, you doing backflips. Moving plates like they tectonic. The best chronic, put a stack on your head like it's a bonnet. Turn the room into a blackout lord, cause I'm a comic dipping sauce. Like they served me at Brennan and Carr. Fuck that bullshit whip, you never been in a car. Obscure emblem in the middle of my sweatshirt. Cooling out during the drought, hustling wet work. White tees, black guns, it's the summertime. Good crack, come back like the number 9. Like the number 9. Good crack, come back like the number 9. Lorraine. Yeah, uh-huh, yo, check, this for my niggas reeing up right now with ice ornaments, bagging up back to the strip, it's price tournaments, third eye floating in a bulletproof box, ain't no such things as bulletproof blocks, we turn buildings to spots, street calculus, got me never out for this, fuck these thousand vans, I need 1,000 grams, dedication with this medication. The work I'm pumping got him fighting for a reservation. Words of my reputation, my niggas step you pacing. The shit you sorta got imported like the checks I'm lacing. Versace house where I'm sleeping on unique bedding. Scraping cakes, breaking plates like a Greek wedding. Below zero Bible study hanging on my rugby. Cuban connection, rep the block and all my niggas love me. Still got the corners clicking while we sip organic bubbly. Narcotic superheroes eating octopus from Spiro. Look, I'm playing, I'm on the plane to gain a couple zeros. My mind racing off a crime calculation. I can make 30 off of 50. 2,000 times uncut, we moving swiftly. Enjoy that, dub the blueprint, it ain't a secret. It's mainly about the discipline and how your team keep it. Shit, I need a new 7, I need a new 8, I need a new 6, I need some new weight. Push the seat back, drop a G-pack and then repeat that. That's how we eat black, fuck a CI right in his kneecap. And put the bullet where we breathe at, let niggas see that. Keep with your head like a Louis V ski hat. Thank God he gave us drug dealing.
With the deaf female.
Let's rap.
Remy. Ma. No lie, it's only like 5 females in the game that could really rap. Got followers the same in the name, so they thinking that. They can now be listed with the spitters, bitch, imagine that. Ain't talking about your lace front when I say your shit is wiggity whack. They know what's gonna happen to the ass of Remy on the track. And no, I ain't trying to be catty, they know they really lack you ass out without your ass out. And that's really fast, but if I say it, I'm a hater. I hear the chitter chat. They know that my pen is crazy, but they don't wanna give me that. Every time I spit some shit, they saying that it's really pap. Claim I can't make a song, but actually that's really cap. Had him conceited all the way up and leaning back. I know they be popping shit, she only hot when rim would crack. In my presence, they be on my dick like little Jimmy hats. Acting like I ain't the reason these bitches can't even rap. I'm also the reason y'all know these bitches can't even rap. Try to spread a rumor that I'm ugly, bitch, I'm pretty black. Then try to line, paint an image that I'm really fat. Ho, whenever I want, I can thirst trap. The only thing set is his pockets and his motherfucking kitty cat. Y'all be on some she hit me, so I'ma hit her back. I be on some she hit me, so now she getting clapped. Birds of a feather flock together, y'all be in a pack. jacking or do anything for the cheese. Yeah, you been a rat. I rap when I wanna. I stopped to have my daughter with flying PJs when y'all was wearing pajamas, and I'm signed for myself so they can't jerk her. Some court more suits and cases than a TSA worker, motherfucker.
Daughter of a gun, I spit it like a bullet. Yeah. That's literary caution. I should win me a Pulitzer. I don't show cars. I show face without the hoodie up. Change my perspective. Think like L Boogie does. I was never late. Never. Y'all was just early. Real. Never fall short unless the shorts come with jerseys. Life never straight. That bitch hella curvy. I'm my biggest fan. I wear my shit out like Kirby. Pierre, Pierre, yeah, I'm bubbling, baby. Never switch pockets, only refill them like the baby. Wham, wham, wham. Y'all cry, I'm on a different tier. Yeah. We ain't the same, me and you, we got some different fears. Talk. Jerry Lorenzo, this G-O-D flow. Talk. Word Talk. To the North Star, I rep East Coast. East Coast. Road to success come with a bridge like EFO. Today they want a pill, but back then it was kilos. Why Primo hit me, cause he know I'm dope. You know, rap like I got a big dick and niggas choking. Never had an urge to be the wave, I'm the fucking ocean. Real if shit. You can't see that, then you just a blind turtle. Shell shot when I hit block block. Niggas know when I rhyme it sound like a glock glock. Ask me where I'm headed, motherfucker, to the top top. Can't rain on my parade, ain't no raindrop.
With the deaf female.
Let's rap.
Remy, rap, Remy, rap,
with the deaf female.
Let's rap.
Well, Schoolboy Radio live from the Matrix, hanging out with that raw shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking good, man.
Yeah. Damn.
No, I was just thinking too, man.
That last track was Fuego, though.
Yeah, that's that Primo shit. Primo shit.
Oh, man. I got to work with that guy. I'm telling you.
Good luck.
Why you say that?
Because, man, done stay busy, man, you know? Done stay busy, stay busy, man. And
I know.
It's hard to get it in with done because, you know, done don't work like the regular motherfucker. You got to be in the studio with him. And these days, a lot of shit be flown, vocals be sent and all that. Done go back to the studio with you and make your beat right there type shit.
Yo, oh, man, yo. Man, well, if you know Dunn,
Primo don't got beats. Primo don't got beats just sitting around like that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers may think he got beats like that just sitting around. He may have beats that people didn't want.
Yeah, I figured that he had like a boatload of beats.
He liked to make beats for the specific person then and there. You know what I'm saying? That's how he liked to work.
Yeah, man, that's like, man, look. I've been listening to Primo ever since. I always wanted to work with that dude.
Yeah, that's the God, man. But y'all was just thinking about fucking, what's the deal with Dennis Rodman going out there to get the basketball chick, man?
He changed his mind when he found out
the
U.S. won't
back him. Yeah, when he saw that.
You serious? Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah, when they weren't going to support him,
man.
He decided to decline.
Oh, yeah, wow.
They said he's going to get in the way of negotiations and shit. But,
wow. There's a lot of ways to attack that, man.
I think he probably would have got him. No. Vlad probably took his ass hostage. Putin probably would have been like, nigga, we got you too now.
So what?
He rethought that shit.
He hot-tailed right back. He was like, hell nah.
Yeah, when you think of it, once Dennis Rodman is out there, he don't got no power out there in Russia.
Hell no, they're going to throw that motherfucker right in the clink with her.
Especially with him looking like how he looks. Get your ugly gay ass up in that cell over there. You know,
nah, but he's supposed to be cool. He's supposed to be cool with that. He's supposed to be cool with Putin or whatever, but
I think he was cool with Kim Jong-un. He was cool with Kim Jong-un.
Cool.
I don't know about the relationship with Putin.
Nah, he was cool with him.
You're saying that about Putin. Putin was supposed to be cool with Trump, and look what happened with that.
Oh, yeah, he's still cool with Trump. He trying to, when Trump get back in, they buddies. You kidding me? Trump ain't never say nothing to get at Putin. Everything was Putin. He was loving
Putin. Almost
Putin.
Went to war. What are you talking about? We almost went to war.
What you mean we almost went to war? No,
we
did.
We almost went to war.
Nah, man. Putin? Putin didn't start
his
shit.
Trump
was
in office.
Oh, that shit was smoking mirrors, man. All that shit was some smoking mirrors, man. You know how every once in a while they got to, like, distract the masses with something. They were buddy-buddy and pound-pound behind the scenes.
Trump ain't saying nothing bad about Putin his whole term, yo.
They had a little disagreement. They had disagreements.
Exactly.
There was a little tension there, but... That's life.
Motherfuckers is talking about that shit. Motherfuckers is talking about, like, oh, shit, we might have to go to war with Russia and China
You kidding me? If Trump was in there right now, we wouldn't even have no problem with them going into Ukraine. Trump would have been like, oh, that's their problem. America first. You crazy?
He would have been like, yo, America first, and let's talk about putting a Trump hotel up in there.
Yeah, with Barry's wife.
They love Trump all around the world. They love Trump all around the world.
Y'all think he's going to come back?
If they don't fucking arrest his ass for trying to fucking have them fuck all that paperwork he wasn't supposed to have.
He could definitely dead that. Trump is not getting arrested for nothing.
I don't know, man.
Only time he
got a lot of shit on him right now.
Only time
Trump
is to get arrested if his money get low. That's the only way Trump will get arrested if his money get low.
Nah, they trying to fuck him around with that, having them paperwork, all that paperwork that he wasn't supposed to have, secret documents and shit like that at his crib. Something gonna have to hit him. He got too much shit in the pool. He should be too much.
You know how he gets money, though. All those millionaires,
if he get away with this shit, man, people gonna be like, man, fuck the law. The law only applies to poor motherfuckers, huh? Because if anybody else would have done
half of this shit.
If Obama did half of the shit Trump did, it got accused of. Just imagine if Obama would have called all the motherfucking Million Man March and had motherfuckers go to the fucking Capitol and wild it out. And they'd have threw Obama in jail immediately. Oh, you incited a riot. You got the lady killed.
He
would
have been in jail.
Yes,
he would have been in jail without no bail.
Serious shit.
In
real
jail.
Shit, I'm not even playing. He would have been in jail.
Damn sure would have been in jail.
Oh, they just impeached him again. No fucking get impeached twice. And then he leaves the White House with fucking secret papers they ain't supposed to have. What you got all this shit for? What you gonna do with this shit? Sell that shit to the enemy?
Yeah, the funny shit, the guy that he appointed, the director of the FBI, is the one that sent them dogs after him.
Yeah, because everybody ain't with the shits like that, man. Some people really fucking, you know, respect the oath. Motherfuckers took an oath, man. Yeah. Trump don't respect nothing.
Yeah.
Don't fuck about
that. Anyways, I'm about to fall back. I'm about to fall back and all that. Yo, you guys are awesome. And like I said, once again, congratulations on keeping this movement moving, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, we gotta keep it moving, man. Might take a little hiatus.
I know my dude King. You know, I know my dude King Eric. What's you guys' name? The dark-skinned guy and the other guy. What's your name? I'm not dark-skinned, excuse me. The dark, the dude, deep voice. What's your name?
Oh, shit.
Yo. The dude is deep, the deep voice. Because, you know, it's one dude with a deep voice and
oh,
the other dude.
Shit. A-O-E. Put on some beats, my nigga,
yo,
real quick. You know what I'm saying? Play some shit, my great homie. Let's end this shit on positive
note.
Let's
go. Let's go.
Yeah,
start
man.
Until next week, man.
The Black Monster, man. Black Poet here. Yo, let's go, E. Let's keep it popping, man.
We're going to hit y'all with Cool G Rap.
Yeah, let's hear that. Man.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Fly till we die. We'll see y'all next week,
man.
Hey,
Obama,
all
man. Right,
yo.
Yo, yo.
What? Man, hit me, Bobby.
Born and raised in Corona, anyone you know from Corona, very proud of where they came from. Well, he approached me not too long ago about a story in his old hood about a piece of living history, living and breathing history. History that has had such a profound impact on that community that people living there and those who no longer live there still talk about it to this day.
Major pockets, shades on the optics. Fade when I'm topless, he blaze till I twat split. Exotic chick with the hot lips. Nigga thick thighs, chinky eyes. My bitch eating with chopsticks. Dashing the droplet while he doing Mach 6. Way she swap spit on top of the cockpit. I tell him quick, I ain't got shit. But some chewing bubble gum, pop rock candy, baby, you knock wish. We pop a Louis 13 corp. Some mean cloth, clean paws. Knocking bitches of your dreams off. Money in washing machines, boss. Little nigga, come back around when you find and climb up a beanstalk. Educated hoes, you think it's scholars. Distinct chihuahuas, cause we got them belly dancing for some wrinkled dollars. Pop my mink collars, her name Delilah. Bling the vodka, did an all-nighter in a sperm drinking saga. She ride lower than La Raza. In my youth, I used to pimp prostitutes at the plaza. No lie, tell you the truth, be a monster.
Queen get the money, long time no cash. Queen get the money, long time no cash.
I'm from Queens, the Queen's is all place.
Where is drug influence, the blood fluid flow fluent. Homes ruined, funeral home doings. Caught up in the shooting, usually on doings. Sketch doing, put a headstone to him. Know what it's about, the shit not pretty route. Crackhead ran about the house where the city's out. In the kitchen, dirty dishes in the crispy out. 50 kids in the house on a pissy couch. Chick roll is Joan River, she a stone hitter. Blown liver, bitch drink out Capone liquor. GB with the ferry arm sippers. Known grippers off the strip, selling bricks like they home flippers. Prone to figures, keep a zone splitter. Drones deliver bricks to the stick zone with red bone sisters. Voice in the raspy state. I just lay back and stack, watch the fatty shakes while he back this way. Who masturbate, nigga, I'm a magistrate. Put a tax in place, for dealers can activate. Action hero Mac with a cake, they gravitate. And leave him on, he back straight. Cadillac with Drake.
Brooklyn keeps on taking it.
Never take a shortcut. Brooklyn's the borough.
Brooklyn, stand up, show how we bout in the better. I'm talking about before we was out in the meadow. We was out stacking cheddar in the alpaca sweater. BBS duck, sob out, eat a Jetta. A youth when I thought of shooting hoops on the corner. Until the pimp pulled up in that deuce in the quarter. We all saw a path that was looped with them sorta. Even though we know that's how you usually get caught up. Trying to make a bird fly and move on this corner. I'm running with the rockets like that Houston Kid Porter. Brooklyn shit. But y'all talking big, nah nigga, I'm talking about hawk, dog, and pig. We don't seek approval, we just keep it crucial. Jesus, peace, removal, fuck that, run it. I'm talking about the home of me, Big, and Jay. Brooklyn do shit a whole complete different way, okay?
Brooklyn keeps on taking it.